This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Check 1, 2.
Where the fuck is Roman?
Oh, it's time?
Yeah, it's time. We're ready. Waiting on you.
Yeah, fucker.
Leave that in.
Hookah. You sure can will. Leave it in. It's the F word. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, August 27th, 2012. Sarah, Vinny, Hooman, and Bryn sitting in this morning. Yuzette is producing from the other room, although I do not see her yet. I see new intern.
She's very quiet.
We heard this morning. We were trying to get her to yell from the other room. And although we were just talking, she seemed like a normal sounding voice and everything.
Hey, you there? You there,
Yeah.
How many boys did you hook up with this weekend?
I can't hear you. What?
You whoever's moving their mic with their...
Did you hang out with Mazatlan?
Okay. Did you hang out with Mazatlan?
Hello?
Hello? Oh.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Yeah, sorry. One more time.
Did you hang out with Mazatlan?
Yes.
You did.
Did you guys do it?
Yeah, that was the entire purpose.
That's why you got together? So he didn't take you to eat or you didn't do anything together other
no,
than
we
bone?
We did.
What did you do?
We went to farmer's market.
Oh my God, I love farmer's markets.
That is really lame.
Yeah, we got some free food. How is that lame?
What do you mean you got free food?
You know, farmer's market, they have, like, free fruit.
The samples?
Yeah, those samples.
You can't actually have lunch just by showing up
you
there.
You guys went to the farmer's market to eat free... Like, you went to Costco on Sunday to get all the free samples and you left?
Yeah, that was very romantic.
That guy did that and then took you home and was like, there's your date, now get your clothes off.
I got you fed.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got. So he's basically just a booty call for you now, and that's what you are for him.
No, I.
That is so cheap. That guy is so cheap.
If he proposed to you, would you say yes?
No, Vinny.
I'm asking you if he did.
I told you he's divorced, so he's totally on your side.
He's like my side. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Never getting married again. Never having kids.
I've never been divorced. You crazy woman.
Yeah, but you're anti-marriage. Yeah. If here's the marriage line, you're here on the anti-side.
I'm not even anti-marriage. I think it's great for everyone who's married. You guys,
but, yeah, for everyone else, but just not yourself.
It doesn't seem to come natural to me. That is for sure.
So if he proposed, would you say yes?
Maybe no.
Maybe. Wait, sorry. I missed it. Where did he take her?
To the farmer's market where they ate the samples. You know how you can walk down and there's those people doing the kind of the Indian food
and
stuff?
I don't know if it's one step up from Costco, but
I think it might be one step down from Costco.
She knows what she's doing. She knows what she's getting into.
Dude, what? I mean, the guy could...
Did he buy any drinks?
No.
No drinks?
Yeah,
no.
Sell drinks.
What
at the farmer's market.
Samples.
You know what?
You can even stop and have dessert at the gelato cart on your way out.
Did you at least finish?
Oh my God!
Well, did you?
What?
From
did farmer's you? Market?
No, not
no.
No,
finish the samples. Or
no,
what?
Did you finish?
Did you arrive?
Well,
don't
look
at me.
Yeah. Why would I go back if you know I couldn't?
I don't know. So far, the story's super weird. So
maybe it was a pity F.
Who knows? Right. Yeah, who knows what your motives are?
No, he's really good. That's why. He's only the only guy.
You said he has a really small one, but he's good at
Oh my God, Sarah, I can't believe you just said that.
You said it. We wouldn't even know that if you hadn't told us.
I didn't say
it. You said he's like Shaquille O'Neal.
You said Persian people are known for their small ones.
No. Oh my God. No, I'm saying they have bigger ones. Uh-huh. Middle Eastern.
Except for this guy.
Except for this guy. He's the Shaquille
O'Neal. Okay, well, there you go.
Said it again.
Well, no, but I was saying the other day, everyone has a different preference.
So you prefer small ones?
Yeah.
Hey, Cuman, did you...
Maybe she's really small down there.
Are you really small down there?
Maybe it hurts her. You know, she can't... She's
I've
she's
never
a one
touched
finger
another
girl
one, so I don't know.
Oh, you have
right. You know, listening to you, it's like, okay, so she's into dudes with small wieners who know where to find all the free fruit. Like, is that really?
It's a pretty specific type.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We have a new intern. Maybe we should have.
Well, hold on. One more question. Okay.
She's not ready yet.
Yeah.
She
needs a couple days.
She can barely make a sound.
She's still trying to figure you out.
Who? Me?
No. Every one of us is sitting here like, so what? It's free papaya that gets you going?
Hey,
no, because we've been together for such a long time.
That
so
why spend
it
money
really
on lunch?
Matter.
Yeah, why spend money on lunch?
Okay.
Well, that's another thing about Persian people.
No,
what,
that is not.
Stingy.
Persian people
they're
are so
stingy.
They're so generous.
Small penises.
Oh, Hooman.
Bad God. You got to do something to offset this bad press.
Just because you have a guy that treats you terribly doesn't mean all Persians are like that.
No, I know that.
No, you don't.
I'm in
because
a Persian
you said that's
family.
Another thing about Persians.
I wouldn't. No. I'm in a Persian family. I know that.
What do you mean you're in a Persian family?
I told you guys on the first day my stepdad is Persian, so I'm in a Persian family. I know them.
Oh, your poor mom.
does he take her to the farmer's market on the weekends too?
Is that where you learned the trick?
That's what you do when you go into your 40s and 50s.
You know you're supposed to. Well, I go to the farmer's market. I love farmer's market, but I actually buy stuff there.
Yeah, we bought a case of strawberries.
And then had lunch at all the...
And then ate all the free crap.
That they're making for you.
That makes me sound so horrible.
No,
you're making yourself sound horrible.
We just can't figure out what you're talking about half the time.
If the guy's taking you to lunch, he's taking you to lunch, not to the place where stopping at the front of the Whole Foods market where they let you eat the...
Here's
what this mango tastes
Here's a
like.
Free... Well, if it's a mango, what if it's just the free banana? Like, what? More exotic fruit than... Anyway, this is weird.
Did you hook up with any other boys? And be honest, don't lie.
No.
You did.
No.
See?
Did you know that our intern Casey is a quarter Chinese?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. No
crazy.
One knew it because
no
by looking at her, you'd never
she
know
goes,
that.
She goes, you can't tell? I'm like, no, I thought you were a little Irish girl.
No, nobody can tell.
I thought I saw a little bit of mixing.
No, you
did.
Get out of here. What did you say it before?
It takes one to know one.
Right. You're not Chinese.
Well, actually, I am a quarter Chinese.
Oh, you are?
My mom's half. But I don't speak it.
I thought you were just Vietnamese.
Yeah, for the most part.
I thought you were just Vietnamese, but it turns out you're a mix.
That's all I am.
So we have, it was funny because Cuman's Chinese, this new intern Sarah's Chinese, and turns out Casey's Chinese too.
Right.
We're all Chinese.
We're taking over the world, just in case you haven't noticed.
No, we noticed, believe me.
Yeah, we noticed.
We're down though, you guys seem pretty nice.
Mm. Pretty nice. Mm.
You know, pretty good. You steal the food from the farmer's market, but other than that. Other than that, seems pretty good. Sarah, you don't do that, right? That's a Persian thing, not a Chinese thing.
That's her Persian.
What do you mean? It's not a Persian thing.
Yeah, it is. Stealing from the farmer's market.
No, it's not.
Walking around with your mouth open. Ah, buy here.
Hungry.
Just throw it in.
Like a bird. Spouse.
Oh boy. Okay. So that's good. Good. You got some nook. Did everybody get nook? You got nook?
I got nook. Did you get nook?
Of course. Too many times, actually.
What?
Too many?
What is the matter with you?
I know. What's going on?
What do you mean?
Just be grateful?
I'm into it,
but there's a point where you're like, okay.
How many times did you guys do it this weekend?
Like, you know, after the second time, I was like, that was great. I'm super done, though.
And was there a third?
There was a third. Was it all on the same day?
No, it was like in a very short period of time. Not one day, like it crossed over to the next day.
You couldn't stop it, huh? It was like a car going
downhill.
She's
just rabid for you.
You know what? The morning one was...
traffic cone of yours, and she's like, you know what? Traffic
cone.
Put it in me.
Is not nice. Anyway, yeah, it was the morning. It was just because it was already...
wood?
Yeah.
She saw that, and she's like, oh! I'm going to need to take care of that.
Yeah.
But isn't it a compliment that she wants you so much?
No, it is. I'm just saying that, like, how many times do you do it? What is all this?
I'm married. What?
What about it? How many times did you do it this weekend?
None of your business.
She didn't do it.
At all.
We didn't do it at all this weekend.
There you go.
Her back hurts.
Is
back
it because your back?
No, my back was hurting yesterday, but Saturday I was so tired. I just really slept in bed most of the day, got up and ate, and then went back to bed. Just so tired.
I can imagine there's no real discussion at Yuzette's house either. Like, if he's horny and he wants it and she doesn't, like, it's an immediate shutdown. There's no wrangling. There's
But listen.
There used to be, but not anymore.
She has.
No.
She has some room to do that because when she does want to do it, she does all the nastiest shit on the... Yeah, I mean...
Yeah!
Come on.
Yeah! Nasty!
Nasty.
Don't mean a thing.
So he's probably like, that's okay, I'll wait. Yeah. I'll wait my turn.
Give me a pair of your panties.
Yeah, no, we did... Okay, here it is. Wait, what?
This one's in the laundry basket.
Does he do stuff with your panties?
Oh, my God, you guys. That was years ago.
Wait, what happened?
Don't say the story again.
I don't know the story.
Sarah seems to remember that story. Why is that? You can't remember anything else, but you remember all the bad stories.
I know. It is really awful.
What is it?
I know. I don't
Let's
want
hear
to
it.
Talk about it. I think his son listens to this show. Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
I don't want to say that about his dad.
Does he wear them?
No.
On his face?
No.
God. I'm not saying.
What does he do? What could he have?
Hey, it's not my story to tell.
If he doesn't wear them.
I don't even know the story, to be honest.
Does he shove them in his asshole?
No. Let's move on.
Vinny.
I don't know.
I'm so sure.
Vinny shoves them in his asshole.
I don't know what he does. What would you do with panties if you don't wear them?
You can't think of anything.
Put them on his face.
Maybe he did. I mean, you need your hands free, right? So.
Oh, he does put them on his face.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
this is from
Are they dirty panties or clean?
Oh, shut up already. Really?
Say the magic word to save
you. Oh, now Sarah's all nice and throwing the key away.
Hey, I haven't said anything. I actually feel bad that
I brought it up.
I didn't know it was going to be.
But
I didn't know it was going to be like a thing.
Well, it's always a thing on this show.
I know, right?
It's never not a thing.
I didn't know.
So wait, let me.
No,
Sarah.
No,
okay, this
whole,
has.
No.
Hold on.
Her whole frame went.
Listen, this has nothing to do with anyone that's ever been on the show. I have some questions for Sarah. Let me ask you a question.
Nobody's ever played with my panties.
If I were going to, so I'm alone. So if I were going to romance myself with panties, do I want clean or dirty ones?
Here's an email.
I need help. I don't know what to do. This might be a cool thing.
You actually do know what to do.
Let's ask. She's an ex.
Yes?
Your best advice on the situation is?
For you, dirty.
Dirty panties.
Yeah.
Got it.
For you.
And then you romance yourself to the smell of your woman.
You should.
Okay, I'm going to. Yeah. We'll see how that
Let
works.
Us know.
I will. I may do it today.
It might add another dimension to your porno watching. You know, you could be watching the porno.
And just put that on my face?
Yeah.
What if she walks in with your laptop underwear on your
and
face?
And the crotch of your panties right over your nose and mouth.
And your junk in
and
your
hand. Looking, and you're looking out through the leg holes.
And my posture is so horrible when I'm doing that, too.
The door's open. Do you stop and just look at her, or do you keep going?
I think I stop. I do. I think the moment is completely
ruined.
Do
you rip the panties right off your head?
What are you doing?
What is this? What kind of place is this?
And then I locked that.
What's going on here?
Can a guy get a moment to himself?
With his girlfriend's panties. Believe me, whatever John thinks. Lots of guys, I'm sure.
Hey, hold on. Hey, new girl. Turn on your mic.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
What school do you go to?
Berkeley.
Berkeley, wow.
Oh, actually, yeah, when we were over on the Berkeley campus on Friday, my cousin was saying that that's where you went.
Mm-hmm. And have you listened to The Secret Show before?
I listened to the first one, actually.
How come you're so quiet? Talk
the
loud.
Very first one?
Oh,
or you mean the one that you were
first
on?
One.
Oh, that was years ago.
Well, I noticed it was on the website, so I listened to it.
I can't believe the very first one's on the website.
I know,
we should get that
weird.
Off of there. That's a piece of poo.
When you talk,
didn't we do that in that closet?
Uh-huh.
When
probably
you talk,
sounded bad.
Sustain the volume all the way through.
Okay.
And talk right into your...
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
Are you currently seeing someone?
Kind of.
Okay.
Do you like boys or girls?
I like both.
Oh. Suddenly the mystery and the plot thickens.
She just says that to make everyone.
Nobody says that to make everyone. She's
I do. I say it all the time. I like both. What of it?
Do you hook up with Asian chicks or white chicks?
Half.
Only Asians and whites, though? What about blacks and browns?
I can't find any blacks.
Oh. Me either.
At Berkeley.
Oh, that's...
You need
I've been looking for black cock for years. And I can just never find any.
I'll find you some.
Will you?
Sure, I'll help you out.
Good.
Alrighty, what's the email?
Jeez, Hooman.
Yeah!
What?
Do you have a crush on...
Yeah.
Good God, you are overreacting.
I know.
So the girl was into buddy and not checking in with... gave the green light and wasn't all that interested in the girl anyway. Keep in mind the girl had been very lonely and suddenly had a cute boy's attention. Cut her some slack. She obviously doesn't have a ton of social experience. Wasn't that the reason this whole thing happened? She was lonely. Just because she's not a socialite like you, Hooman. You need to get laid and get over whatever bitterness you have going on. Are you feeling wronged by someone? You were crying like a bitch and obviously couldn't give a crap less. Get over it. Seriously.
I can't believe... that chick just changed her email and wrote in again. I just don't want to be a doormat. Hey, are you still talking to her?
Yeah, actually, I texted her last night.
Are you guys going to hang out?
Probably.
Be careful. She's going to steal a couple more of your friends.
I know.
Guaranteed.
Or maybe he gets a hummer out of it.
Or maybe she can just go find her own friends.
He said he won't, though.
No,
I think he should.
I can't do that to my friend.
Oh.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it a breach if you were to put her panties on your face and jerk off?
While inhaling deeply?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him about that one. That might be
crossing. Oh, you're
going to
ask him?
No. I'm just playing with you.
So you
I can't do that.
So you're
you
not into that? Like, just, you know, like sniffing the...
I've never done that.
Yeah. Do you think that would be like kind of a turn on? Or
I don't know. I'm going to do it. This is the first I've heard of it.
You like smells?
No, I'm not going to do that.
So
ever.
You won't take a shower after yoga and then you go like bone some chick or whatever, but you know, like her smell might be
too
offensive
for you.
Yeah, I'm
not going to put underwear on my face and jerk off to a porno. It's just not
Does he smell the butt side of your panties or the crust?
There's no smell coming from that side, right, Yuzi? Clean as a whistle. Irish spring.
Oh, geez.
It's zestfully clean.
All right. I'm going to have to, obviously, you're not going to help me. I'm going to have to figure some things out for myself.
I'm on her shit list now, for sure. I'm sorry. I didn't know you'd have that kind of reaction. She's like rolling her neck now and pissed off. Subject, intern Nick. Hi. I was listening this morning and heard that your intern was great at the guitar. I work at a local State Farm office in San Bruno. We're hosting a teen driving event on September 15th, and we're looking for some music. Is there a way I can get in touch with to see if he'd be interested in playing paid for 2 hours at our event?
Oh.
Hell yeah, there is.
I'll leave it right here for you, okay?
Dude.
Thank you. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Go get it now. So it doesn't get lost.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for bad advice?
Yeah, man.
Hey, I want to see one of what your girlfriend's looks like. If you got a picture of him on your phone,
I keep thinking you're talking to me.
Oh, what do we call her? What's your last name?
Just call her. It's fine, but it's just so whenever we have an intern,
just
intern.
I'll say intern.
Just call her Frank. I like that idea. This
yeah, because we're not going to edit out your name. So if you're going to say anything that you want to edit out later, you should be given another name.
Yeah, you want a different name.
What's
your Chinese name? Are you Chinese?
Yeah. But...
We don't have a Chinese name?
You can call me then.
All right, okay. No problem.
Fine. Just call our intern.
Born in China?
No.
Where were you born?
I was born here.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Because you do have an accent a little bit.
I do?
A little bit.
Do you speak fluent Chinese?
Yeah, do you speak Chinese?
No, I don't speak Chinese.
Is it spoken in your household?
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Wait, what sort of accent?
Like a light Chinese accent. Like a light accent.
She does?
I think so.
What city were you raised in?
I was raised in Saratoga.
Maybe it's a Saratoga accent.
No.
A little bit of a Saratoga thing.
No,
I think
she does
too. And, no, I mean, I think has a slight Chinese sounding voice.
Where were you born?
Huge accent. It's like this big.
Let's see where she was born.
As opposed to your boyfriend's dick this big.
I was born and raised in China.
Oh, you were born and raised in China?
No more personal questions.
All right.
Well, how is that personal? Where were you born and raised?
God,
that's the one you balk at?
You can ask me about orgasms and stuff, but not like where I was born.
Why?
Are you an illegal here?
Maybe that's it.
She's very defensive about that.
I take that back. Are you undocumented?
I was an illegal alien, just so you know.
It's no fun being an illegal alien.
Is that why?
No. Did you just start singing Genesis?
Yeah. Is that who sang that?
Yeah. What the hell?
Hey,
wow.
A white guy feeling the pain.
Any of those interns know that song?
No. You're going to have to learn it.
Of course they don't. We just skewed to the fifth people in their 50s.
Sure, I remember that song from the 80s.
The bone is like, we don't play that song. That's our shit.
No, 103.7 Classics is playing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny. Oh, my God.
What?
So I listened to a lot of radio over the weekend. And in the last week.
Really?
On the way home. I really don't listen to much. My cousin, she loved poking around and punching on, listened to all that. So I heard all these promos for all, because a bunch of new morning shows in town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And oh, my God. Even Don Blue, I was like, oh, Don, come on. You got to be able to come up with something better than that. Like, their promos, they don't just take a chunk from their show like ours. I'm sure ours suck too sometimes. But it's a chunk from our show and, it's, you know, Sarah and Vinny weekdays, whatever. And theirs was like, I can't even remember.
They do topic stuff like,
right.
Tomorrow.
Has this ever happened to you?
Right, exactly.
We'll hear from you tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it sounded so like phony and kid, like they were trying to have this natural sounding interaction. And I was like, oh my God. And then I heard the one for the new Live 105 morning show that just started this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded awful. And then I heard some other one on Star that's awful.
Star,
there's a ton of new shows.
There
in
really
town
is.
That just started or are starting.
Right.
When I was at the America's Cup, they had the Gavin and a bunch of people from NBC and all these famous athletes at this special tent they built. And I couldn't believe I even made the cut for this party, because it was all the billionaires, everyone that's funded this thing. I mean, they're trying to privately fund this entire America's Cup so the taxpayers won't get dinged. So, you know, they've raised $13 million. They need to raise another $17 million.
They better privately fund it, because the taxpayer doesn't want this thing here.
Yeah,
the taxpayer's like, you're going to race sailboats?
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry. Some millionaire sport and I'm paying for this? That sounds
great.
You can
forget it.
So there we are. And I must have had, maybe out of the 200 people there, 20 or 30 come up to me and say, you guys are literally the only thing to listen to. Everything else is so terrible on the radio.
Well, Fernando and Greg aren't bad, but there isn't a whole lot of – I mean, honestly, it's a – We are the only thing to listen to.
My agent's going to have a field day this this December.
It is. And you should hear like these people like just rant and rave about how terrible all the other morning shows are. I'm just like, oh, wow, thank you.
I'm sure there's very nice people out there doing morning shows.
Right.
Yeah, but you said a bunch of bad stuff about them just a second ago.
Well,
yeah.
Their promos stunk. I really did feel like, come on, you guys, really?
Yeah.
You know, where are you? Yeah, somewhere in Minneapolis.
It's all good for us.
Yep. Knock wood.
Wow, that's a long email. Let's hear it.
Oh, God. Is this about me? Don't let it be about me.
No, it's about advice.
Okay, good. Love everyone focus, please.
Hello, all. Especially Sarah and you said, I love you, girls. I'm giving you my full name, but don't say it. My name is... I recently joined the online dating scene and became a member of Match.com about a month and a half ago. Since I've joined, I have interacted with about 6 men and have had the opportunity to talk with a lot more if I wanted to. So far, I've only been on 3 dates. My first 3 dates were all in one weekend after being a member for a week. The first guy was a couple years older than me. I'm 23. It was a fun date at his house playing Halo.
What?
So, well, you write down Video your games. Interests. You write down your interests, and maybe you're like, I'm a total Halo champ. And
but not for your first date.
I agree.
Andy, but for the dude, that's great. You've already got her back at your house. You're in your bedroom. You're sitting on your bed.
What are you going to get me now? Fruit that you picked up from
the farmer's market for free?
Really? In the little cups?
It was a fun date at his house playing Halo. Then in the morning, yes, I did. As I was leaving, I ran into his mom.
Oh.
Fun. Oh,
in
well.
The same house. Mm-hmm. The dude was with his mom and he plays.
Wow.
Oh, well, it was fun, but not something I would want to pursue. Second date was with a guy who claimed to be a 30-year-old virgin. Oh, my God, what a nightmare. We went to lunch in a movie, and I felt like he was all over me. I couldn't wait for it to be over. He was like, oh, this was so meant to be, and crap like that. Jeez, I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Now, my third date was the complete opposite. Despite the fact that he lives far, about 2 hours away, he was a straight-up nice guy. We met at a restaurant, had dinner, then headed over to the bowling alley and even the arcade. I had so much fun. We even both ended up wearing plaid shirts, just different colors. Needless to say, I was really interested right off the bat.
What the hell does that... What?
I don't know.
They matched from the get-go.
Right. Okay. Since then...
it was meant to be.
Yeah. So this third guy on Match.com, she's now been on 6 dates with him.
And dresses like a girl. Got it.
We've done a bunch of stuff like canoeing at Lake Berryessa, seeing a movie, going to the fair. He's come up to my place. We've even gone out on a random adventure at night just taking pictures. He's a photographer, and photography is something we have in common. Here's the issue. He hasn't made a move yet. I was listening the other day when Vinny said the average time frame for couples to kiss is 2 dates. I was thinking he should have already tried something by now. I know he has to be interested in me to some degree. Otherwise, why would he be losing sleep and driving 2 hours to see me, right? He's also gone as far as to say I was the cutest girl he's ever met. He's really busy with school right now. He's in class 4 days a week, 8 hours a day, so I understand he's exhausted from school and commuting to SF, and we can only hang out on Sundays pretty much. Once when we had plans to hang out on the weekend, while he was at school, he texted me that he missed me. In October, he has to move to San Diego to do an internship. He was supposed to go in September after the class was over, but he pushed it back. For me, I suppose? Who knows? I think he likes me, but how do I know if he wants to keep this platonic? When we're on a date and going to say goodbye, he only ever hugs me, and I feel like I usually initiate it. I like him, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to bring it up. It's not a conversation I want to have over the phone. Is he just shy? Should I just be patient? Or do you think he doesn't want it to turn into anything because he's moving to San Diego? Not really sure what to do. Any advice is good advice, and I really appreciate it. A big fan for many years. Love you guys.
I guess I'll start.
Go ahead, because it's a freaking mystery to me, man. She's willing to, she probably would have banged the guy the first date, like the Halo guy.
I got this, too, then. Go ahead. All right.
It is a puzzle, but he does want to hang out with you, because if he didn't, he would stop calling. I think the guy is shy, and I think you should just go in and give him a kiss and see what happens. I mean, you have nothing to lose. The guy's moving away anyway. So, be patient, and I know that, and maybe
no, you just, hold on. I was going to let you go, but you just said it. You nailed it. Don't be patient. Kiss the guy. He's shy. He's on Match.com because he can't ask a girl out. He's having trouble making the next move. Help him.
Yeah.
Grab his face and kiss it.
The other thing is...
grab his cock and kiss it.
Well, yeah.
That's the next move.
The other thing is you could give him... Like, you could flirt with him a little heavier. Like, you know, do an inner thigh chubby check. See what happens. Or anything. Like, just flirt with him. See
what exactly are you checking for when you do that inner thigh
nothing.
Chubby check?
It's just funny. I just do it because it's funny. But, you know,
because there might be a penis there.
So, just see how flirty you can get with him without making him super uncomfortable. And wrestle around with him. See what happens. Throw him
what
down.
What a wrestle. Look, grass. What a
just
wrestle.
Kiss him. The less of a thing you make of it, the better. Just kiss him. Don't talk about it. Don't make a deal. Next time you hug, instead, pull back, look him right in the eye, and kiss him on the lips.
And cup his butt cheek.
Once he knows that you're cool with him, he'll go from there. I'm sure of it.
I hope.
He will.
Imagine if she has to do everything.
He's just super shy. I know it. I know that feeling. Guys, yeah. I mean, I...
He says you're the cutest girl ever. He misses you.
I was a pervert and trying for it at a very young age. But look, at one time I was in second grade. And I hadn't tried anything yet.
Yeah. So this guy's like a second grader trapped in a 22-year-old's body. What's your thoughts?
Is it out of the norm for the girl to make a first move?
No.
No.
No, okay. Absolutely not. What are you talking
Why
about?
Why do you think it's out of the
2012.
Norm?
2012.
Most girls I've been on dates with, I think I'm always the one that has to make the first move.
Well, I mean, the first couple dates, you know, we would like you to make the first move. But if you're not going to, generally speaking, we get sick of waiting around. Hey, we either stop or we grab you.
Hey, intern, so when you're hooking up with another chick who makes the first move, you or the other girl?
The other girl.
Every time, huh?
What about when you're hooking up with a guy? Always the, you just wait for it to come to you?
Yeah, usually the guy.
All right, great.
What do you wear when you go out at night? Do you get like super dolled up? Because she's like pretty sporty, like striped shirts and super tight jeans.
I don't wear anything special.
No, you're not going out all pimped out or anything?
No. Why are you wheezing over
it's
there?
It's because she's so, it's just like so monotone. There's like no enthusiasm or excitement behind any
she
word.
She thinks about each word she says before she says it.
The girl, I don't dress up.
You What's the matter with you?
Yeah, you're crushing her.
Second day.
She's good looking. She doesn't have to try that
she
hard.
She doesn't have to do anything.
What are you studying?
I'm studying rhetoric.
Rhetoric.
Oh, this is going to it's gonna take a second.
Rhetoric? You're studying rhetoric?
I already went through this with her. Go ahead. Go through it with her.
Quickly. Don't take too long. We got
both. It's just pretty much like English. Just we read more theory-based things.
So you're just like
I don't understand. So it's, what is it like?
This is, so I was like, so it's not liberal arts, is it? And she goes, no, it's liberal arts. And I was
it's
all,
in the
oh.
humanities.
Okay.
Yeah, just think of it as English.
What's he going to do with that?
Yeah, what you gonna do with that?
Well, I don't know yet. Most people go into law school or they teach, but I don't want to do law.
How about taking an acting class and getting like some enthusiasm in your voice and coming to life when
maybe
you speak?
Not everybody's like that, Hooman.
All right, don't defend her. Let her talk for herself. Go ahead.
Maybe if you inspire me, I might.
Did you hear that laugh? That was so bubbly. She almost bubbled over.
Almost. It's like that baby that's just about to roll over for the first time. You're like,
it doesn't quite make it.
Yeah.
What?
You don't have friends that have babies?
No.
So when people have babies, like they have a lot of things in common, but one thing they all have in common is they wait for this kid to finally be able to roll over on their own.
That's a big thing.
And you get updates from these people all the time. Oh, it was so close. I mean, we were just sitting there and you're like, wow, I cannot believe I'm hearing this. This is so lame. But yeah,
it's all they have to talk about, though. That's their entire life.
Because the kid can't do anything, and the rolling over is.
And they're not able to do anything else either, because there they are watching the
kid try to roll over. That's what the parents do. This is the joys of childhood, right here. Watching a kid roll over for the first time.
To you, it will matter. Like, it'll matter big time.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll care.
It's like a big deal. You're going to start calling people because the amount of calls.
I know I won't do that.
The amount of calls I got.
I know I wouldn't do that.
You might call your mom because you know who else will care? Your mom. Your mom would care. Is that the baby rolling?
That's the baby rolling.
All right, I'm done.
All right,
what?
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here.
Oh. Well, I didn't mean it like, let's get the hell out of here, but I'm looking at this. Look at this next bad advice. It's 2 pages.
Oh, yeah, for goodness sakes.
You know what? It's been a half hour or so. Hey, if you listen all the time, thank you so much.
Oh, hey, starting to date the virgin, everybody. The 22.
Oh, you're actually dating
her?
What do you mean you're dating her?
We went out on a date, and there is another one coming up.
And is she cute?
She's really cute, yeah.
Really?
Did you kiss with tongue? Did you kiss with tongue?
We have not kissed yet, actually.
Oh, well, she's a virgin. Take it slow.
But, yeah, no, you got to take it slow.
Next date, you'll kiss her.
She's going to listen to this, but yeah, I'm going to go for it.
You're going
to
try?
Yeah, do it. You got to.
I'm going for it.
Would you be bummed out if she made the first move?
Oh,
do you
not
like,
at all.
Do you like
I like that, actually.
You actually do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe you should let her, now that she's going to be listening.
No, you should still do
maybe
it.
Maybe she should get out of the car and just jump you. You should take her. You should deflower her right then.
Right then and there?
Yeah. On the curb?
Pretty awesome.
Right on the sidewalk.
So romantic for her. Hey,
memorable.
Did you get a peck goodbye?
No, just a hug.
A little hug. Yeah. Both. So, what's she look like? What's her deal?
Thin, brunette, yeah. Asian, really pretty. Goes to just graduated UC Berkeley.
Yeah.
So she's like super smart. She's a scientist.
Oh, ooh.
That's pretty
kind
cool.
of scientist.
An environmental scientist.
I see.
Did you guys have?
She's not a rhetorical scientist.
Yeah, a rhetoric scientist. Hey, where'd you guys go to dinner?
We just went out for drinks, actually. Uh-huh. It was a little bar, like
way
a block
go,
away from.
right.
Well, she only had one, so she's pretty good. She's not a partier, which is cool.
Which
so.
Is nice. You'll have a driver.
Exactly. Right. So it was a reason for me to hold back as well. So that was pretty cool. But what's up?
Did you hold hands?
No,
nothing. Huh?
Not even on the second day you didn't. Oh, the second is coming first. Up.
It's coming up this week. Yeah, I'll be out of town next week. I'm not going to be here. So
we'll have to wait to hear the update.
Do you talk about her virginity a lot?
Not a lot, but it came up. I was just kind of curious what was going on, and I don't know.
What'd you say?
Are you afraid it's going to hurt?
Well, I'm like, hey, it's going to come up a little bit. So like, what's going on with
what?
That? But no, she's just not a partier.
Like a horse, so
she's not a partier. It's not, and she's never had a boyfriend before. So
has she ever been kissed?
Is she fun?
I think so.
She's
really shy.
You're going to be her first kiss, too?
And her first boyfriend, and you're going to pluke her? Awesome!
She's probably been kissed before. I don't know. But
wow.
But she's never had a boyfriend. So.
Well, I can't wait to hear the episode. I'm sure she loves to hear the virginity chronicles here on the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show.
When are you seeing her again?
There's no date set, but...
Let's set it before you go on vacation. We need an update.
No, it's going to be like, I don't know, Tuesday or Thursday night, probably. We'll see.
This week.
Yeah, this week. It has to be this
how
week.
How often do we have you now?
He's Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I'll be Monday, Wednesday.
Oh, you are?
So we'll get up.
No, just Monday, Wednesday, we said.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
make your date for
Nick.
Tomorrow so we can hear about it Wednesday.
We'll hear about it Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Can you do that? Can you deliver
I'll see
for
what she's
show?
Doing. I'll see what she's doing. All
right. And write a song.
That's
for,
interesting. I can't believe I forgot to ask you about
it. She's really cool. I'm actually really excited for this.
Good.
Hey, use that.
Write a song called Virgin.
Yeah, write a song for her.
All right, we're done, everybody. It's been fun. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
She's too smart for you.